All right, so today we wrapped up another sailing regatta. As you know, both my kids are sailing. Vivian is 14 years old, Julius is 16 years old, and so we go from sailing regatta to sailing regatta. And you know what? I thought about it, and there's a lot that sailing can teach us about trading. Or the other way around. Who knows? So here's what I mean. It was a three-day sailing regatta. On the first day of the regatta, at first there was absolutely no wind. So we had to wait on shore, couldn't even get out until the wind was filling in. And when we were out on the water, the wind was super shifty and changed direction all the time, making it impossible to sail a race, right? So we kept waiting, and this time on the water, until the wind conditions were good enough to sail. See, the plan was to start sailing at 11 in the morning, and I believe it was almost 3 in the afternoon until we finally started racing. And because of all these tricky and shifty wind conditions, we did only one race instead of the 4 that we planned. And this is what, isn't this what happens in the markets? You see, sometimes you have a great plan, and then the market is changing directions all the time, making it really difficult to trade. And the best thing to do in these situations is exactly what we did. Wait until the conditions are right. Now, on the second day, it was raining and the wind was so strong that it was almost too strong to sail. It was 30 knots. And that's borderline, I think. If it goes above 30 knots, they cancel the races. So it was almost impossible to sail safely. But then around noon, it calmed down and the kids got their 4 races in as planned. And again, isn't that what sometimes happens in the market? Sometimes the markets are so crazy that it is almost too dangerous to trade, because if you do this, you would get chopped into pieces. So what's the best thing to do? Exactly what we did and what the race committee did. Wait until it calms down so that we could sail safely, and if we translate this to trading, that you can trade safely. Now, on the third day of the regatta, the conditions were perfect. There was a nice breeze and sunshine, and that's what you will experience in the markets as well. Sometimes there are days that are just perfect. And you see, in the markets, it's even sometimes that there are weeks that are perfect, and you need to know when this is and how to take advantage of it. And then there are some days and maybe even some weeks when the markets are going crazy. So just keep this in mind. Same as here with the sailing regattas, trading is not smooth sailing anytime. And there's one saying that all these sailors have that I think is perfect for us as traders. The saying goes, you can't change the wind, but you can adjust your sails. And you see, this is exactly what we can do as traders. We can't change the markets. The markets will be irrational. The markets will be sometimes crazy and sometimes quiet. Sometimes the markets will be too quiet to trade. Sometimes the markets will be too crazy to trade. As traders, we need to know when it is safe to trade the markets. And trust me, it is not safe to trade the markets when there's nothing going on. I mean, like here the first day of the sailing regatta, when we're just on shore waiting for something to happen. But this, it's not only sailing and trading. This is pretty much what life is, isn't it? I mean, sometimes life is boring, right? It seems boring. And then sometimes life is so crazy that you say, stop, slow down. And then there are sometimes these sunny days where everything is perfect. And yes, sometimes there's also some rainy days when everything seems to be gloomy. But here's the good news. After crazy wind, after no wind, after rainy days, there will always be some perfect days, some sunny days with a nice breeze. Ah. Anyhow, so this is what I wanted to share with you. And I'll see you very soon. Okay, have a terrific day. I'll talk to you and keep you posted of what's happening here in the next episode.